We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Kansas City 13-2 winners over the Cubs last night. Of course they were. Just a really impressive pitching outing and debut from Keller was just, I mean, you talk about economic, you talk about attacking the strike zone, and on top of everything else, getting just a boatload of runs. I mean, it's not often you have nine by the time you're done with your first two at-bats, in this case the third inning.
Well, and it also gave the big lead, anyway, Keller an opportunity to work on some stuff if he wanted to.
Sure.
I mean, once you're...
Yeah, good call.
Once you're between the lines in a big league game, it's like you win at all costs, and you throw certain things out the window if they're not working, or, you know, you... make a mental note, all right, my next bullpen, I need to work on this. Well, it was 9-0 after three, and actually he only went five. I was going to say it was 11-0 after five, but he got into a little trouble in the fourth, Brad Keller did, because, and I don't know if it was rust because he got the first guy out. You know, maybe it was mental rust that he sat over there forever when the Royals got six in the third and Cubs had to change pitchers. And so he sat over there for a while, but that was good for Brad Keller in every way, that he got his five innings in, that he, I don't want to say a nine-run cushion is adversity, but he also, you know, in either a simulated game or whatever he did to tune up for this, everything was optimal. You know what I mean? He's not in the course of a simulated game setting for 20 minutes in between innings because he's coming off the shelf. He's coming off of COVID. You know, let's keep things as normal and moving right along as possible. And Kyle Zimmer followed him up with two more scoreless innings. I get it. It was 11-0, but we're talking about baby steps with this guy. And it was pretty much all Royals from the very beginning, save for a Mondesi and Gordon at bat, or pair of at bats early, where Mondy went down looking and Gordo popped out, or Nicky Lopez struck out looking. And there was a couple of guys on base. Hell, it could have been 16 or 17,
yeah,
the way the Royals were swinging the bat if Nicky and Mondesi and Gordo had come through with quality at bats. But as it turned out, that was nitpicking because it was just a barrage of hits. And I know it's early, but this season's only 60 games long. And right now, the Royals are fifth in the American League in batting average. And I know they've played as many or more games than anybody because there's been some off days and some postponements for everybody else. They're only four hits behind the White Sox for the most actual hits in the American League. And they have zoomed past the Red Sox and everybody else in the with the league lead in doubles with 32. Now, they played two more games than the Red Sox, but they've got six more doubles than anybody else in the American League, and they still don't have Hunter Dozier back, and we'll see who that squeezes out for the playing time. But all those hard-hit balls that we were reading about that weren't falling in, that's the one analytic that I don't mind looking at. And that's exit velocity. Like, just stands to reason, you hit balls hard, granted, provided you don't try to just pound them into the shift and be a dumbass and not hit the ball, you know, where it's pitched. But you keep squaring balls up. That's the name of the game in baseball. And they've been barreling balls, and they finally started falling in last night.
Their offensive numbers are just slightly skewed by two games. They had a 14-run game, a couple weeks ago, and then they had a 13-run game yesterday. So, and what they have yesterday, 18 hits?
They had 18 hits.
Something like
that?
Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, that in a short sample size skews statistically what a team is like more on the on a day-to-day sort of proposition. The top half of this order is not bad. Bottom half of the order was okay last night, but isn't very good.
Correct.
And don't know if it's going to be very good. Who knows? I mean, Alex Gordon at some point, hell, he had two hits last night to raise his average.
I don't want to talk about Alex Gordon. You want to talk about Nicky Lopez? Okay. You want to talk about Nick Heath? You want to talk about some of these young guys that we've got to put up with? Okay. I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
But
All right, fair enough.
And Gordo's hitting way higher than he should, which tells you about the bottom part of this lineup. You know what I mean? The shape it's in.
Yeah.
And maybe Michael Franco will not be long for the bottom of the order. I don't know. But so far he's been an extra base hitting machine. A double and a home run again last night. That's the dude they signed that used to be with the Phillies.
Right.
But Salvi, a couple more doubles. Soler had three more hits. Soler is quietly leading this position player group in hitting. Whit hit the foul pole.
And he had a homer
last night
too.
Hit a late home run. Yep. So the old Royals leading the league in doubles. They have 15 home runs in 14 games, which I think for them is perfectly fine. They're tied for seventh in the American League, so they're right in the middle there. You know, to your point, the 13 runs and 18 hits skews things a little bit. But on the other hand, the Cubs have the best starting pitching in baseball. And the dude
you're right.
And the dude they lit up had given up one run, I think, in two starts or something like that, Chatwood. So take them when they come, and I'll be interested to within the – well, this weekend, see how they fare against the Twins offensively. And as their young pitchers continue to get their feet on the ground, talking about Bubich and Singer, and Junis and Keller are now off the IL, and their rotation is as whole as it's going to be. So we'll see if they can help their bullpen, which has been exhausted. I don't mean bad. I just mean their tongues are hanging, dragging the ground.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. That was fun. 4-10 now, and the Minnesota Twins come to town with their 10-3 record, and the seemingly ageless Nelson Cruz. How many bombs do they got? 20. So they're right behind
they hit
Yankees,
a lot of bombs.
And actually the Angels have 22 somehow, but the Twins have 20, and they're hitting .236 as a team. Of course, they're in the Yankees' high-rent district, and the Astros, for that matter, of strikeouts be damned. We're going to hit a lot of home runs, and eventually that'll probably be the difference in the game. So that's what they're banking on. We'll see if the Royals can keep them in Kauffman Stadium this weekend. That opener, that series starts tonight at 7 o'clock. So.
And there was a little relief, at least it was a six-game skid, right? So that was really nice. It was really nice last night to tune in at about the second inning, or was it? God, it might have even been. The third that they blew it open?
Yeah, they had six runs in the third.
It was in the midst. It was early in the third that I tuned in, and by the time the third was done, it was 9-0, and I didn't even. I mean, I checked back, you know, electronically,
like on the ticker,
then, but
or
I
something.
Didn't. Yeah, exactly.
No, that was me too. Yeah, I left. I left the house in the fourth inning and went over to the Yak. But it was. It was nice to see, and it's like I was telling a friend of mine via text. It's like no matter how terrible you are, you're going to kick the hell out of somebody sooner or later. These guys are pros.
Yes.
And everything kind of fell into place with the Royals last night. But I don't want to know. I don't want to say deserves got something to do with it, but they kind of had one of those days coming for them. I mean,
they did. They absolutely did. And you've pointed out some good things about the lineup. I will reiterate, even though they're 1-2 in the last three, they have had by any standards three quality starts in a row. Three very good starts.
Yeah.
Two by very young arms.
Yep.
We've seen consistency in both of those young guys through at least a couple of starts. In Singer's case, three starts.
Yeah.
And so, look, you got to be kind of half full with this team, glass half full. And that's the perspective you got to kind of take with it a little bit. So I got to tell you, I feel there's some things about this, playing really good clubs, as you pointed out. And, okay, the record's, you know, I understand that the record is you are what the record says you are, but there are shades, there are nuances here that you can feel good about.
Well, only Cleveland has played 14 games in 14 days besides the Royals.
Huh.
And their team Ernie is ungodly, led by Shane Bieber and others. But the Royals are top half in ERA. They nearly have a strikeout an inning. And even being completely incomplete, when you talk about that starting pitching staff with COVID and everything else, their team Ernie is barely above four. And that's, like I said, that's
pretty
good. That's sixth in the American League.
Yeah.
Now, the Twins are a different animal. We talked about them offensively, but they're also, they've got a staff of bunch of swing and miss guys, and they're only allowing opponents to hit 202 against them. So it'll be kind of the, you know, irresistible force and the immovable object thing. You know, Twins can make you swing and miss, and the Royals aren't very patient, but do barrel a lot of balls. So it'll be three more games for the Royals until they finally get a scheduled day off. But they, so far, are 14 for 14 and getting them in. So Twins come to town. What did you think? Doesn't sound like you stuck around very long, but Fox had virtual fans down the foul lines and in the stands, not behind home plate. They left the cardboard cutouts for the Royals alone. But virtual fans freak you out too much?
I don't think I'm freaked out by it, but it's kind of like I had just kind of gotten used to, and it changes from stadium to stadium, the piped-in noise. Like, some of it really works in some places. Some are not as good in others. Like, they're not as smooth. They're not, like, if Jad was running some of the audio, for instance, in these big league ballparks, it would be done right. He'd feather it in. He'd, you know, bring it up at the right time. There would be an expectant rise to the crowd on a ball that was hit deep, things like that. So there is an art to doing something like that. Make no mistake. So some places are good, and some places aren't quite as good. So I'm just kind of getting used to that and am kind of on board with it, that the virtual fans are almost an assault to the senses right now. It's almost too much for me.
It's
because I know they're not there.
Yeah, and when you're used to watching a baseball game with no fans, it's kind of – is it creepy? Is it a double take thing?
It might be creepy. Yeah, it might be. I don't know, but I'm not quite there with all of the. Yeah, good, Jad.
Hey, crowd noise.
I'm not
I don't
sure
mind.
With all the
crowd noise. I don't mind.
Crowd
but
noise.
The virtual.
I've
fan.
Gotten okay with the crowd noise. I've gotten okay with it, and I listen to, as you do, I listen to a lot of radio, and it's very interesting to listen to different radio broadcasts because the sound is very uneven. There's some broadcasts that I've listened to that are really very silent. It sounds like it's kind of, it's a really antiseptic sort of sound. And then others are a little bit too much. But there's some that I've heard that have been just about right. And that ambient noise is is good.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Jad, let's get out of here. We've got a We're going to be joined with a visit from Kevin Jenks from the NBC World Series. So let's get out of here. He's going to join us in the next segment. Got a good little promotion going on out at Eck Stadium tonight. The rest of the tournament will be at Eck from now on. And so Kevin Jenks from the NBC World Series will join us in the next segment. We'll try to catch you up on the Cindy O'HRO Twitter question as we go. That might have to be shelved as we got a couple more interviews in the second hour. Kevin Jenks, NBC Baseball Talk, when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.